My name's Sean Francis. I am the owner and operator here at Fremont Music in Lander, Wyoming. When all the closures started happening, I basically recognized immediately, looking at the drop in revenue, that there was no way I was going to be able to keep the two people that I had here. So I initially laid them off, with the idea being like, okay, so, you know, here in a few months or something, we might be able to pick things back up. But the reality of it ended up being that, you know, our sales had dropped off so much, and I was basically working on repairs 24/7. One of the interesting things that happened was that even though we weren't selling necessarily a lot of instruments and things like that, people all of a sudden found themselves with a ton of time on their hands. And so basically every broke down guitar or banjo or ukulele within a 100-mile radius came in here. My earliest memories playing music are centered around my family. So they helped me, they encouraged me to continue to play with the piano, and my dad played drums and bass and everything, so there was always instruments around the house. And I started working back at Fremont Music as a repair person and a salesman, all of that kind of stuff. And as, I think it was like 3 years into that job was when the old owner, who was my boss, approached me about, you know, asking whether I wanted to buy the business from him, whether I'd be interested in continuing the shop, because he wanted to retire. And I think by November of 2018, we were in this building and fully ready to go. Before COVID, I was teaching probably close to 15 students. And that was kind of mostly guitar. I did have two or three drum students who would come in. Having 15 students, running a business, playing in a band, doing all of those things, it's too much. My experience with COVID was 1 star, would not recommend. mild, I would say. Kind of the worst of my symptoms were over within like a week. And then my partner had it at the same time, and her case strung on for close to a month. And I think I took her to the emergency room probably 3 or 4 times, because she would have so much trouble breathing. So for me, I got out pretty easy, but my partner was definitely really struggling with it. It was pretty scary. What keeps me so invested in music is the opportunities that come about to connect with other musicians as well. To kind of paraphrase Mike Watt, who was he used to be the bass player for the Minutemen, he said at one point, "Music is a righteous fabric with which to bind people." But something else happens once you actually get together and you start to play, because it's almost like a language. So you're conveying ideas to each other, and you're kind of working together to make something that's sonically just greater than what you can accomplish by yourself. So that's one aspect of it that really keeps me invested. This is where it, to me, almost becomes kind of spiritual, is that there's something that happens inside of me when I play music that there's nothing else like it. Almost like a vessel for something to come through. And so that's something that I've always been kind of enchanted by, I guess. I don't know, it's unlike anything else to be able to pick up a guitar and, with the guitar, speak melody into existence.